Okay, okay. That I didn't know.
The team, no, for real. If you look at when Russ got hurt, well, that one and one, but they were really struggling before he got hurt. They galvanized the troops after that and won a game with the backup. Mm. I don't even know his name.
Brett Rippin.
Yeah, Brett Rippin. Him.
Well, I need one. The only good thing about this game, I need one of them to win, so that way the Saints can move up as far as draft cap, I need one of them to win.
My thing is, Derek, I think that the altitude affected Russell Wilson. I don't know. I don't.
This ain't Russell Wilson. That ain't Russell Wilson.
It is Russell Wilson. He's been the same Earth for the last 5 years. y'all just been intrigued with him because he's from Richmond.
Yeah.
Same dude.
That's right. He's the same.
But I'm going with the Broncos. He's going to have to win this one.
He's not playing.
He's out for the season. Yeah, he's out for the season. He's not playing no more this season.
Oh, it's Chucks. Okay.
All right. Oh, no,
that's why they gonna win. They gonna win because he ain't playing.
Well, I got the Broncos. I'm going just off because of you guys. I'm going with the Broncos.
Y'all can't tell me that Russell Wilson is. I can't believe this is a imposter.
Let's call spades around here. There's plenty of blame to go around. When we talk
so
about the Broncos.
So you don't think that Russell Wilson?
That defense is phenomenal. But that offense is trash from head to toe. I'm talking about from head coach, OC, running game, quarterback, quarter pass. They just need to toss them all in a metal garbage can and burn them.
I have to agree with that. It's been total garbage. I have to go along with that, man. Shucks.
Nathaniel Hackett, he's one and done. He's one and done.
He needs to go.
There's no excuse for that.
Nathaniel Hack job?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But can you understand, can you believe that the Rams are as bad as they are this year?
Yeah, because they put all their chips on the table to get the ring.
But they got it.
They got the ring. This is what they're paying for.
I'll take that trade.
Yeah.
I'll be bad the following year if I can get that chip the one before.
Yes,
no. Yeah. Oh, man. They said blank them picks. And they put it all to the table and got that. So, hey, this is the caveat to that.
But
at the end of the day, yes, it is. I agree with the guys. It is worth it.
I think it's going to be an ugly game all the way around.
They're going to be trash for a few more seasons, but just think about all the teams that's, who would you rather be? Would you rather be good for 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and not get nothing?
Okay.
Or be good for 1 year and be trash for the next four? Where would y'all be? Where y'all at? Give me that one,
because you can't never take a Super Bowl championship. Super Bowl champion, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, you right about that.
Win one Super Bowl, that's more than Dan Marino got.
Yep, you're exactly right. Because I was talking about this point earlier, right? Because one chip I have to go along, because there have been many teams out here who's never made the Super Bowl, never won a chip. And you got just as many that haven't even made it. That far.
It's some that just won one.
That's right.
That's true.
I just wanted to put that out there.
No, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, some of them come from, saying that.
One is still better than none.
Hey.
You know, I ain't never seen too many birds fly high off of one.
Get him, bro.
I'm just saying, because, I have a lot of friends that are Philly fans, and they always talk about what have you done for me lately. Y'all ain't done that much.
We've done enough.
Talking the mess that y'all talk most of the time.
That's a pot calling kettle black. No, when the last time the Commanders won anything?
Hold on. Realistically, Carson Wentz is the reason that they won that Super Bowl.
They won it.
They went 13. They won.
You haven't done anything since Doug
Williams. He put him in position, but he wasn't the sole reason. He was a part of it. Yes, he was.
How long ago was it when Doug Williams won the Super Bowl? How long ago was it?
It's been over 30 years.
Oh, my point is taken.
Hey, I can't believe that. But we got more rings than them. Say, look, you ain't got
30 years.
Now you're talking about the same Philadelphia Eagles team that went to 4 straight NFC championship games and lost.
Okay. And
had the best team in the NFC for them 4 straight years.
But what can you say the Commanders had the best team
with the same coach that Kansas City got now?
I don't like him either.
You had a quarterback that threw up at the Super Bowl. All
right. Mm-hmm. Again.
And you had the best receiver in the game at that time.
And again, when last time you won something?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's it does. Okay, next.
One thing I will not do.
What's that?
I'm not going to speak for other Eagles fans. I'm not going to speak for any other sports fans because my thought is pretty different. And just to keep it 1,000, heck, I understand. I'm sick of them idiots too. Y'all have no idea the idiocy and that comes out of Eagles fans' mouth. Y'all think y'all know. Y'all have no idea. So I can't defend that. I only talk about now what Eagles do you know fly together. I never seen two Eagles fly together. Have y'all?
Don't exist, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, not with the Eagles, no. No, never had, never will. So, when it comes to my squad, I only talk about the facts. I don't try to exaggerate. I don't try to rub it in, but that's just me. So we gotta talk about another trash football team. We're finished with that. Time for that talk is over with. Right. Buccaneers at 6-8. Going to Arizona tonight, and unfortunately, this game cannot be flexed.
Yeah.
Buccaneers and Cardinals.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. I'm going to give my boy Brady one more chance. And let's hope that offensive line coach has gotten his act together just a little bit. Because that's the problem with the Buccaneers all year long. Okay, because I don't think that Brady is washed up. Okay, Brady, they've been putting pressure on him, right? They've been putting some serious pressure on it, and that's the offensive line. I keep going back to it because if you don't have an offensive line, you're not going anywhere. Anybody disagree with that?
Nope.
Okay, stop right there. How many times have we heard, Brady gets the ball out of his hand. It doesn't matter if the offensive line is beat up.
And we done heard that for the last 20 years.
But my point is we can't use it now.
You're right, CJ, on that. However, he has one of the fastest releases in football. But guess what? The teams have figured it out, and they've been putting a lot of pressure on him.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
You don't think he put his release?
Figured it out.
Brady used to be figured it out.
He's just running on his name, TB, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's not so much. It's not so much
he's
Brady.
He's an average middle of the road quarterback right now.
It's not so much Brady.
Nobody. He ain't elevating nobody. When the team win, he gonna get all the credit. When they lose, he gonna deflect.
It's not so much his decline, but the quality of his offensive line.
That's
his decline.
My point exactly.
Because he didn't have Ryan Jensen. Tristan Wirfs wasn't the same guy before that leg injury in the playoffs last year. So, ever since then, everything about Brady has been kind of off. Ever since then. So, I still got Tampa
what
because.
What you do on this show is come on here and make excuses for Tom Brady. He's been in the league 20 years. He's playing like a 50-year-old right now. He's declining in talent and skill set. You can't put Brady on, take Brady and put him on San Fran, he's going to make the same mistakes.
Yes, he will. I'm not making no excuse, but I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, well, look here. Speaking of Super Bowls, how many does Brady have?
Oh, here we go.
Man, look, they beat the Cardinals, okay? They beat the Cardinals, okay? That's the only thing we need. They're beating the Cardinals because whatever you say about Tampa Bay, Arizona is far worse, okay?
They're far worse shape.
The Cardinals is done. Cliff Kingsbury is horrible.
He's about to
offense go. Line is horrible. Kyler Murray is done for the year.
Y'all terrible.
Yeah. I'm taking Tampa.
That's
all. I mean, the Cardinals are just bad. Okay.
It's failing.
Hey, CJ, F all that flapping your lips. Who you taking?
Man, give me the can of Spam and you keep it. I'm going with the Cardinals.
Well, you go ahead. Well, you can apologize next week.
I'm going with the Cardinals too because I just don't believe in on Brady. And, man, look, y'all, we make so many excuses for Brady just because of his history. We make many excuses for him. Oh, he ain't.
History's pretty good.
He need this. He need that. Every quarterback need an offensive line.
Yes.
Y'all, they was trying to get rid of Tua last couple of years.
Exactly.
But he had 1.2 seconds in the pocket. Oh, he can't throw deep. He ain't got time to throw deep.
That's my point exactly.
That's right.
How you going deep laying down, Red?
You can't go deep laying down.
Wrong game.
Y'all can talk trash you want. I'm looking at seven Super Bowls here. So anyway.
I don't care about the Super Bowls.
Didn't we talk about the Super Bowls a few minutes ago? Many teams only have one and the whole of them have none.
This ain't a playoff game.
I don't care.
No. My point is the Cardinals are trash.
Well, I agree with that. Who's the quarterback they got now for Arizona? Who's starting?
Who knows?
My point exactly.
Oh, I
got to
catch a flight on the quarterback today.
Well, yeah, let's go to Arizona. We got time now. So.
Shucks, man.
I got Arizona beating them too.
You got Arizona this week? All right, okay, all right. More power to you. All right.
Hey, write your picks down and send them to me so I can holler back at you next week.
Oh, man.
Your picks for this week, just the dad. I want Mills' dad to send me all his picks for this week so I can just me and you going to have a little one.
Done. Okay, we're going to do that.
That sounds like the day after Christmas showdown.
That sounds like it to me.
I'm loving this.
The country going to be shut down because everybody mad because Christmas on a Sunday. Everybody off on Monday.
Midday
drive show to me.
Well, this station is open 24/7. Monday.
Can we arrange that? I can make it
here. Arranged?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Kevin. Are you available?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And we can talk about it. We chop this up again. What, the same time, 9 a.m.?
I don't have a problem with it. We can do it at 9 a.m. We can do it midday.
I'm coming Monday just to be a fan for this.
Oh, yeah.
WB and CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Are we going to do midday or we do it 9 a.m.?
Don't matter to me.
CJ, how your schedule look?
How's your schedule, CJ?
Nobody getting up first thing in the morning.
But you always up though.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to leave the house.
Let's do midday Monday.
Midday Monday. I'm actually available midday Monday.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do that then.
Hey, you gotta connect.
We can go five wide on
this thing. You gotta connect this thing. You gotta hit that stream button, man, so people can chime in, man.
We can do that.
You can do it on mine. I do it on mine, and we can connect yours to it.
All right. I don't have a problem with it.
Oh yes, I can.
Let's arrange this.
And whatever y'all down with, I'm down with. Y'all gotta school me on that, cause I'm still a novice at this.
I'll connect it for you if you need me to.
Yes, sir.
All right, that sounds good to me. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Okay. I think we got one more game to talk about. We got the Colts hosting the Chargers. Jeff Saturdays are hosting the Creamsicle Bolts. CJ, holler at me, brother.
It's cold outside. Give me the Creamsicle. Jeff Saturday out of here, man.
You think Jeff Saturday one and done?
It's
Saturday one and done.
Owner loves this dude.
Oh, that's the reason why he's there. Now, dude, how long is Saturday going to last with the Colts? How long?
He might be back. We don't know.
I'm not going to put it past Jim Irsay to give him the starting job.
You got a billionaire friend. You can get what you want.
I think you got a point there too. I'm still going. With
I meant to say I meant to say powder blue bolts, not creamsicle bolts. But
you know what?
I get.
Ah,
I'm going with San Diego because, like I said, Jeff Saturday had that one win. Mm-hmm. He had that one win. That was it. They're done. The Colts are done. The Chargers need this game.
Yeah, I agree.
Justin Herbert is going to show up. He's going to feast on that. Even though that defense is a little bit better when people think they is, it's still not going to be enough to overcome that offense. They got my boy Nick Foles back there. Nick Foles is going to start in place of Matt Ryan. Nick Foles is only good in Philadelphia. We all know this. Mm-hmm. So I got the boast. Yo, Rev.
Did this team just blow a 33-point lead?
They did.
Yep.
No, don't ask me. Don't ask me who I'm picking in this game. Jeff Saturday should have retired on the spot after that game.
But are we? Look, who was the starting quarterback? Should we be surprised?
Oh boy!
First of all. I know Frank Wright's looking like, man, at least I could have won that game.
Man.
This on Frank Wright, too, because after that, they wanted Matt Ryan. They wanted the greatest choke artist of all time.
Man.
No. You know what? I don't even think it was Matt Ryan. I think it's the GM. The GM got to go. The GM, the brother, I'm sorry. I don't like calling brothers off for getting fired. But this dude got to go.
All of them got to go. Honestly.
Yeah. You know, like we were talking earlier, that front office and the coaches, man, they got a lot to do with the team, the chemistry, who they pick.
Yeah, I don't get this. They let Frank Wright go. We all know the GM is gone, but I'd let the GM go already. But we already know at the end of the season he's gone. They clean the house anyway. They just try to decide who's going to be the next guy now. But that's not going to help. They're going 4-10-1. They're going 4-10-1.
I'm still wrestling with my pick here. Let me flip a coin here. Give me the Chargers.
All right. We're going to send these picks. I'm going to post my picks in on Facebook.
And CJ,
I'm going to send my dad's picks in on Facebook also. I'm going to tag you in it so that way you can do what you got to do with it. We about to wrap this thing on up. Hey, Rev.
Hey, Mill. Next year, we're going to have to make our picks on the ESPN app, but we can keep an accurate record of who sucks for real and who don't.
Hey, if you can set that up, I'm down.
Let's do it.
Because WB be lying.
Hey, win at all costs.
He made his picks after the game over. He didn't
say that. No, he make his picks after all the games finished. Like, hey, the winner.
Yeah. Like I said, win at all costs. All right,
as long as you win, huh?
As long as I'm winning, I don't care.
That's right. It's only cheating if you get caught. Yo.
Hey. It's cold outside.
It is cold outside.
Hey, Rev. Any parting words before we ride this thing on out?
Hey man, look, enjoy your family. Don't worry about what's under the Christmas tree or what you ain't got under the Christmas tree. Enjoy the fact that your family is there with you. Cause, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, man. The last 3 days been rough for me thinking about moms and grandma. So enjoy what you got while you got it.
That's right.
Because you never know when it's gone.
Wow.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is so true.
So true. Amen. I love you, brother. Thank you for joining us. Well, I'm gonna get at you later, brother. CJ.
Yeah.
Can you give me some of the, one thing I love about you, CJ? You're on the book every morning, giving everybody some good morning inspiration.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You speak some real stuff. So, the floor is yours, sir. Anything you want to say, do whatever. You got it.
I'm just sitting here waiting on 425.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Woo! Can you mention that?
Wow.
I didn't know. Only thing I got. gotta say, man, I appreciate y'all having me on the show every week, man. Met a few guys I didn't know, man. Everybody's cool over here. Love interacting with your pops, man. He's the coolest, one of the coolest dudes I've met, man. And I love talking sports, man. Happy holidays to everybody, man. Y'all stay safe out there. And may the best team win today. It's your boy, CJ Richardson. Appreciate y'all, man.
All yes, right. Appreciate that. CJ right. Richardson, ladies and right. gentlemen. Roma.
Enjoy your holidays. Be safe. And don't let too many things stress or burden you. Just live life in this. Just take every day at a time. One day at a time.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Roma Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin.
Yep. Man, I just want to give a quick shout out, man, to each and every one of y'all. You guys have been like a huge family. I appreciate everything that y'all guys have done, especially in the last couple of months. Like I said, man, it's mean the world to me more than anything else. And sometimes it's not always about the money or the, you know, the material things, man. It's who you got. Like what Red was saying a minute ago, like cherish the moment, man. Cherish the people that love on you. You know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Yeah, yeah, you know, absolutely.
No, it is not. No, it's not. As Will said, my man Kevin Harris, your dad.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, I just love this panel. CJ, I just love you talk trash, bro. I love it. I absolutely love it. And Rev is a trash talker too, man. And you got Kevin, you got Ro, and Mill. I want to thank you, man, because, this is your show and you've invited a bunch of guys. And I'm going to share this with the whole panel. I go out talking about the station every day. Anybody I'm talking to, I tell them about the station and I tell them about the sports show. And I tell them, I said, I will put that panel up against ESPN, Fox, ABC, NBC. I don't care. You guys are magnificent. And those guys, they have producers in the background and stuff like that, sending them information, right? And you guys are going off the top of your head. Look, ESPN, you don't have nothing on the sports page.
Hey, that's how we do it. Guys, number one, I want to say thank you all. Thank you, everybody at home. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spending this. This has been one heck of a year. You know, everybody from CJ Richardson to the Rev to my man, the Box Guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. My man Herb Lewis came on this year. My cousin Rusty came on this year. My guy, Mr. Calvin Williams. Anybody that came on in the studio that was sports page, spent some time with us, chopped it up this year. Thank you. Because it makes my job a lot easier when you guys can come up and sharpen my skills. Cause I don't know everything. But I told my dad when he brought me in here that I told him I had a squad. I got some guys.
Yeah.
And it took us a while to get everything together. But let me tell you something about these two guys right here, Dad. When you talk about punctuality, when you talk about accountability, do you know these guys every Saturday morning, I never got to wait on them.
They ready.
They had the dough ready. Every Saturday morning.
And they look at their watch.
Yeah, ready. They come here ready to get at it.
Let's do it.
I can't thank these guys enough for that. So, if it wasn't, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you guys. I had a rough week, but I'm going to get you guys some jerseys from J&J next week. Because I was supposed to do it this week, but it was 15 degrees, had a rough day.
Shucks, man, I ain't going.
I'm not gonna make it to J&J till it warm up.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's perfectly fine. I'm not even worried.
That's my Christmas gift to show my appreciation to you guys. I'm gonna get that for you. So wow. Don't just stay tuned, but thank you for getting along this journey, because I can't thank you guys enough.
I got another question to ask you. Are you cooking?
Yes, I am cooking.
Oh, I'll be there tomorrow.
And I already got Romar set aside. I got the containers and everything for him. I'm gonna need those containers back, by the way, Dad. And Nikki, I know you listening. I need my containers back, sweetheart. I just can't keep giving you food and I don't get the containers back in return. I got nothing to put it in.
Oh yes, you can. That's your sister. Go out and buy more containers.
No. She needs to return the containers I gave her. Okay. This is a return thing. No, these are recyclable. Okay. No. And don't tease. I'll tell your daughter and recycle those.
Let's use containers. You got a number?
Yeah, but she's your daughter. She listens to you.
Oh, okay.
That's the point.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah.
Yo, it's been a blast, you guys. It is the Studio W Sports page. We're going to head up on out here. I love you. I will see you guys in church tomorrow.
All right. Excellent show. I'll hit the music mill.
Loose booty.
Loose booty.
Ah, that's right. You know how we do that, DC. Go, go.
Oh,